tonight's game between the La Plata Bulldogs and the Schuyler County Lady Rams are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Mayberry Farms north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now to Andy Middleton in La Plata, Missouri.
Welcome back, La Plata High School. 84th La Plata Basketball Tournament, night number three. Game number three. Two for us as it's the girls' championship semifinal. Top-seeded Lady Rams of Schuyler County and the La Plata Lady Bulldogs. And we're about ready to go quickly for La Plata, 11-11. They go with Ashlyn Lewis, Lainey Mack, both freshmen. Audrey Belfield, a senior. Whitney Snow, a junior. And Miley Morse, a freshman. Nathan Similar, the Lady Bulldog head coach. For Schuyler County, the top seed in this tournament, 16-3. Sydney Ashelman, a junior. Raina Small, a junior. Taylor Roberts, a junior. Ashlyn Laws, a senior. And Kate Hatfield, a senior. Laws will jump it up against Whitney Snow, tip controlled by Schuyler County. And we are underway as Ashelman, that's Sydney with it. For Roberts, left wing beyond three at the free throw line. Laws has Sydney Ashelman at the right block, puts it up and in. And just like that, Lady Rams draw first blood, 2-0. Ashlyn Lewis with it to the left wing. She'll give it up Belfield into the corner for Morris. Now between the circles is Mack, Lainey Mack, back into the corner for Whitney Snow. Snow to the free throw line for Mack. Hands off Lewis between the circles. Left wing Belfield on the beyond the three-point line. Now at the free throw line for Snow, a couple of dribbles, hands off to Mack. She'll hand off to Lewis. And now Mack with it along the right baseline, guarded by Ashelman, poked away, picked up by Hatfield. She'll get it to Laws. Laws across the timeline, ahead to Small, left right wing beyond three. Top of the key for Hatfield. And now Raina Small from the left block puts it up and in. 4-0 Schuyler County. Pressure by the Lady Rams, man-to-man defense, as along the right baseline is Lainey Mack, and she's going to be fouled, I think, by Kate Heff. Nope, going to be fouled by Sydney Ashelman, her first team's first. And inbound it, Audrey Belfield. Inbounds it for Mack back to Belfield with free throw line Snow. Between the circles, Lewis. Left side, they give it up Snow and poked away from her. Now ball loose on the floor. It's poked away from Small by Small. But Belfield comes up with it. Now three-pointer. Lainey Mack goes down. 4-3, Schuyler County with a basketball. Pressure by La Plata. As now Roberts with it, left wing beyond three for Laws on the right block. Tried to dribble it, poked away from her, picked up by Small. Now top of the key is Ashelman. And now Roberts, left wing beyond three. Skip pass over to Laws. Ball fake, put it on the deck, works against Snow. Tried to hand one into Hatfield. Lost the handle on it, picked up by Roberts. Now Small with it along the baseline, and they're going to get Ashlyn Laws over the back. Her first team, second. And we'll play the basketball. Trailing by one, under six to play in the first quarter. About 20 minutes ahead of schedule tonight here at the La Plata tournament. That boys' game was roughly an hour and 15-minute game with the halftime. And now another foul called on Schuyler County. That was part of the reason Raina Small picks up the personal. There was only about nine fouls total called the whole game. Not a lot of turnovers. Really, the only stoppage of play, there was a couple of few free throws shot and timeouts. Otherwise, that game sailed by. As Lewis, now Mack, top of the key for Lewis, three-pointers, an air ball, goes out of bounds. Back to the Lady Rams. And they'll get some pressure by La Plata, Small and Ashelman, or Roberts, rather. Now Small with it. Taylor Roberts swinging around for Ashelman. Into the left corner. Laws. Ball fake back to Ashelman. Now Roberts top of the key. Raina Small left wing in the paint for Caitlin Hatfield. Nice dish down to Ashelman Laws at the block. She puts it up, hooping the arm. She'll try for three the hard way. The foul is going to be on Miley Morse as Sydney Ashelman comes out. And Kelsey Tallman in. Laws trying for three the hard way. Free throw up. Missed it. And out with the rebound is Snow. She'll get it ahead to Ashlyn Lewis. Lewis across the timeline. For Snow at the free throw line. Back to Lewis. Now Mack will try a three-pointer. Got it. Lady Mack, just a freshman. She's got six. The other way is Roberts for Laws and threw it away. Six time ball game. Ashlyn Lewis across the timeline. Handoff Mack right side. She'll take it to the top of the key. Go the other way for Belfield. Snow and overshot Miley Morris, another freshman, through her hands at the block. So Kelsey Tallman will inbound it, get it into Small. And Small will be picked up by Lewis at the timeline. For Ashlyn Laws now, Hatfield works the paint, missed the shot. Tallman with a rebound. Now Taylor Roberts will get it for Small between the circles. Small now Roberts, bounce pass free throw line for Kate Hatfield. Get it off for Laws. Laws works the baseline, missed the shot. Loose ball picked up by Tallman. Tallman skip pass, stolen away. Now stolen back by Small. Taylor Roberts with it. And now Tallman will back it out to the center circle. Let everybody kind of get set back up again. Bounce pass for Raina Small. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. Hatfield with a rebound. Her put back. Won't go. No call. Well, played it the other way. One-on-one. Lewis. Her shot partially blocked by Laws. Out of bounds. Stays with La Plata. As Sydney Ashman back in the ball game. Also, Madison Haley comes into the ball game. Small is going to have a seat. And Ashlyn Laws is going to have a seat. They inbound it for Morris at the free throw line and threw it out of bounds. But last touch by Schuyler County. 3:18 to play in the first quarter. 6-6 tie ball game. As Belfield looks. Now Mack, three-pointer along the baseline, won't go. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Tallman. Outlet to Ashelman. Ashelman across the timeline, pulls up on the right side. Now between the two circles. Of a 1-2-2 shifting zone defense, a hybrid man-to-man. They still managed to keep it packed in. Ashelman, three-pointer won't go. Rebound tipped around and taken out of there by Lainey Mack. And now Ashlyn Lewis will bring it across the timeline. Lewis picked up by Ashelman. Schuyler County man-to-man defense. Lainey Mack now between the circles for Lewis. Over for Belfield, left wing beyond three. Her pass stolen away by Hatfield. Lady Rams with numbers. Hatfield, right side, layup, up, missed it. Ashelman with a rebound. Her putback wouldn't go in, and she'll shoot a pair. The foul is going to be on Ashlyn Lewis. That's her first, team second. And to the free throw line goes Sydney Ashelman. She's got two, looking for three. Free throw up. Rims out. Laws back in. Small back in. Roberts is going to sit down. And Kate Hanfield's going to sit down. And who came in for La Plata? Claire Coy came in the ball game. Ashelman, nope, she hit the one. She's got three. And it's 7-6. Schuyler County the lead, 2:16 to play in the first quarter. Shot goes up by Lewis, missed. And Lady Rams the other way is Ashlyn Law. 2-on-2 fast break. Law at the block. Missed the shot. Laws. And a whistle. And it's just ball out of bounds. And now Lady Rams with pressure. As they inbound it to Lewis. And now stolen away. Ashelman layup up and in from the left side. Sydney with 5. 9-6. Lady Rams by 3 as the press worked that time. Now it's 2-on-1. They break it. And they're going to get a foul on Madison Haley as Claire Coy took it right at her. And Claire Coy will go to the free throw line. Madison Haley, her first, team's 4th. A minute 46 to play in the first quarter. Girls' championship semifinal. Coy. Free throw up. Missed it. We'll play to the 5 seed in this tournament. They knocked off Atlanta on Tuesday, 44-35. Second free throw on the way. Missed them both. And rebound ran down by Ashlyn Laws. Get it for Tallman. Tallman ahead to Ashelman. Ashelman dribble drive right. Block, scoop layup up and in. 7 points for Sydney Ashelman. Pressure by the Lady Rams. As Coy breaks the press. Ahead to Lewis. Left wing beyond 3. Into the corner for Belfield. Back to Lewis. Back to Belfield. She'll try a 3-pointer. Rims out. Rebound. Morris. Her put back won't go. And Kelsey Tallman with a rebound. Tallman across the timeline. A minute 12 to play in the first quarter. Free throw line for Haley. Give it up small on the right wing. Back to Tallman between the circles. Back to small right wing. Being guarded there by Lewis. And now Ashelman. Right block. A pop glass wouldn't go. And now ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Coy. Coy right at Ashlyn Lewis. And charge is called. Ashlyn Lewis stood her ground. And timeout on the court. See, that was Claire Coy that picked up the personal. And timeout on the floor with 49.1 to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 11 will play to – oh, no, not a timeout. Check that. Full pressure by LaPlate. A long pass ahead to Roberts. Now between the circles, small. Now Ashelman right, left wing beyond 3. Laws at the high post. Taylor Roberts' 3-pointer rims out. Now with the rebound is Ashlyn Lewis. Long pass ahead to Mack. And she manages to keep it from going out of bounds. Get it to Belfield. Now Snow with it between the circles. For Lewis, now Coy between the circles. One dribble over to Mack on the right wing. Back to Coy, top of the key. One dribble. She'll get it to Lewis on the left side. Go to Belfield, 3-pointer from the left wing. Won't go. Coy with a rebound. Get it to Mack. Along the baseline, her put back wouldn't go. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by La Plata. Tatfield comes in. Haley comes out. 4.2 to play. Roberts, now small with 2. Need to get a shot up, and they do not get it at the buzzer. And that's how we end the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 11. La Plata 6. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for down power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business banks with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. 84th La Plata basketball tournament. Girls Championship semifinal, Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on KMEN. As inbound pass stolen away by Ashelman. LaPlata got the ball to start the second quarter, but Ashelman with the steal. Now dribble drive in, put it up, got it. Sydney Ashelman with 9 first half points. Pressure by the Lady Rams, and timeout on the floor, timeout LaPlata. 7:36 to play in the half. 13-6, Schuyler County with the lead. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You may know the story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old boy who was brutally beaten and murdered in Mississippi.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back to LaPlata as Macy Davis. Now steal by Small. And she puts it up and in. That's her 6th point. She made a basket just right before that, got the steal. As I'm trying to play catch up here just a little bit. Macy Davis in the ball game for LaPlata. She missed it. This end, Schuyler County went down in 4 quick points, and it's 17-6. And Laney Mack over to Belfield on the left wing. And the paint for Snow back to Belfield. 3-pointer on the way. Got it. Audrey Belfield has 3. 17-9. Schuyler County with a lead in the basketball. Ashelman ahead to Small. Small pulls up on the right baseline for help. And now and walks with it. Got caught in the double team and walked with it. Madison Blackerby comes in. Ashlyn Laws is going to sit down. Schuyler County will bring full court pressure. They inbound it for Coy. Coy, one dribble over to Belfield. Belfield guarded by Ashelman. Now ahead to Coy, and she's going to be fouled by a reach by Roberts on Taylor. That's her first, team's 5th. Roberts is going to sit down, and Kelsey Tallman back into the ball game. Belfield will inbound to Coy. And she'll find Snow and just about overthrew Laney Mack. Mack somehow hang on to it to the top of the key. Now Snow, nice bounce pass Davis, or Davidson. Kick it out Belfield. Now Mack, top of the key. Snow at the free throw line. Her pass partially blocked. Taken out of there by Hatfield. Hands off to Small. Lady Rams the other way, under 6 to play in the first half, leading 17-9. Hatfield at the free throw line for Small. Right wing beyond 3. To the baseline. Give it up Kate Hatfield. Her 6-footer off glass wouldn't go. Coy, one-on-one against Ashelman. Stop, pop, got it. Claire Coy has 2. 17-11, a 6-point Lady Ram lead. Tallman on the left side, Blackerby along the baseline. Fires one into Hatfield. Now Small along the baseline. Shot, pinballs out. And now ball loose on the floor. Blackerby is going to tie Coy up. Possession arrow belongs to the Lady Rams. 5:19 to play in the first half. Schuyler County by 6. Girls Championship semifinal. Tallman, Blackerby go right side for Small, and then Tallman right wing. At the post is Ashelman. She's knocked down. And it's going to be a foul against LaPlata. And they call that on Whitney Snow, and that's her first. Schuyler County's ball under their own basket. Ashelman to trigger. Looking. Finds Blackerby top of the key. Blackerby will drive to the block. And Hatfield at the high post. Back to Blackerby along the baseline. Now Small between the circles. Back to Blackerby on the right side. Small go the other way for Ashelman. In the paint for Hatfield. Back to Small. Three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Blackerby with the rebound. And now Small. The block for Kate Hatfield off the side of the glass. And out of there with it comes Audrey Belfield. Ahead to Coy. Coy will lob one in for Snow at the free throw line. Out to Belfield. Three-pointer on the way. Skips across the rim. Coy with the rebound. Up top for Max. Her 16-footer wouldn't go. Coy with another rebound. And she'll bring it out and reset. Lob it in for Whitney Snow at the free throw line. Poked away, picked up by Coy. Now Mack, right wing, beyond three. Block for Snow. Lost a handle on it. Ball loose on the floor. And a jump ball is called as Haley comes back in. Laws comes back in. Small's going to get a breather. Kate Hatfield comes back out. So Davidson to trigger. And new Hannah Mitchell in the ballgame. Another freshman for La Plata. She has a left wing beyond three into the corner for Mack. And now Ashelman pokes the ball away, picked up by Tallman. Tallman hands off Blackerby. Back to Tallman. Under four to play. And bad pass. Stolen away by Davidson. Works against Tallman. Now she'll wait for her teammates. At the free throw line for Snow. Pop it from eight. Missed it. And rebound out to Coy. And she runs in to Madison Haley, knocks her down, and Madison still hasn't gotten up. They call the foul on Madison Haley. When she's still on the deck, the wind knocked out of her. But Coy ran into her pretty hard. Still to come, nightcap tonight. The West Coast game, as Dad likes to call it. Scotland County, North Shelby, in a boys' consolation semifinal. Madison Haley up, and back to the bench she goes. That's the final game tonight. The winner of that game gets Putnam County in the consolation trophy game, 6:30 tomorrow night. So Claire Coy with two at the free throw line. Free throw up. Alligator armed it. And we have a Lady Bulldog waiting to check in, presumably for Coy. And she hits the second free throw. And it is Ashland Lewis coming back in. Claire Coy with three. And some pressure, some token pressure. J.C. Morris is in the game wearing the face guard. She apparently has suffered a broken nose some time back. And she is in the game now wearing the face guard and a whistle and a foul. They're going to call on Schuyler County away from the basketball. They call it on Ashlyn Laws. Her second. Team seventh. And a play to basketball. Ashlyn Lewis is down by five. And now Mitchell on the left wing. And a new one in. Oh, Miley Morris back in the ball game. Lewis right wing beyond three to the baseline. Kick it at Morris, the free throw line. Now Lainey Mock will take it around to the left side. Into the corner for Mitchell, and she walked with it. Under three to play in the first half. And Small will get it in for J.C. Morris. J.C. a senior. Small to the top of the key, over to Tallman, right wing beyond three. Ball fake, takes it along the baseline, and acts. Has it just taken out of her hands by Mitchell. The other end, Davidson, a layup from the left side, got it. Macy Davidson has two. J.C. Morris across the timeline, pulls up right, left wing beyond three. Now Hatfield, free throw line extended for Small along the right baseline. Get it back to Morris for Hatfield at the block. Turn around, put it up off glass, who from the harm. First two of the ball game for Kate Hatfield, and she'll try for three the hard way. foul as Roberts comes back in. Tallman's going to sit down. The foul was on Macy Davidson, her first. Free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Hatfield. And part of the story here is Ashland Laws with two, Hatfield with three. And they were straight money against Green City the other night. Macy Davidson along the baseline. Give it up, Mock. Back to Davidson on the right side. Up top for Lewis. Lobs it for Morris at the free throw line. Back to Lewis. And now Mitchell on the left wing. Free throw line for Morris. 10-footer would not go. And a whistle and a foul. A push, I think, is going to be on Blackerby. It is. Madison Blackerby, her first, team's eighth. And LaPlata shooting one in bonus the rest of the way. So Macy Davidson at the free throw line. Another freshman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 freshmen on this Lady Bulldog team, and 3 of them are starters. Missed the free throw. Hatfield with a rebound. Outlet to Morris. JC across the timeline. 1:40 to play. A 7-point Lady Ram lead. Hatfield with the high post. 1 dribble. Mid-range jumper. Missed it. And got her own rebound. But I think she's going to get whistled for a foul. As in the ball game is Cameron Rice. She's a senior, and now she's going to shoot free throws. The foul on Kate Hatfield. Cameron Rice, free throw up, got it. First point for Rice. 20-15, could be a 4-point game with a free throw here. Free throw up. She got them both. It's a 4-point ball game. J.C. Morris ahead to Small. And now top of the key, Hatfield. Morris now left side for Small. Give and go. Left block. Hatfield missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it back up and in. 5 points for Kate Hatfield. 22-16. The Lady Rams. As Lewis across the timeline, picked up by Morris. She gets a pick. Now hands off Mock. Mack. Davidson with it, the left wing. Give it up, Belfield. Belfield goes right side for Mack. Back to Belfield between two circles. Now to the left baseline drive by Davidson. And now her pass poked away. Out of bounds. Last touch by J.C. Morris. Ashelman comes in. Blackerby sits down. Seconds to play in the first half. Davidson inbounds for Rice at the free throw line. Now Lewis for Rice. Mack right wing beyond three. Between the circles, Lewis top of the key. Rice kick it out. Belfield, 3-pointer on the way. Skips across the rim. Morris with the rebound. Lady Rams with the 6-point lead. And 26 seconds to play in the half. J.C. Morris, 3-pointer on the way. Missed it. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Davidson. Played it with 19. Belfield, left wing. Belfield double-teamed and going to be fouled as they tried to tie her up, but I think Raina Small is going to get the personal. And it's double bonus. And Ashelman is going to pick up the personal, her second. So Belfield to the free throw line. First free throw up. Missed it. Andre Belfield, 3, looking for 4 now. 12:3 to play in the first half. Free throw up. Missed it. And out with the rebound, J.C. Morris. Morris ahead to Small with 7. Ball tipped around. Pass was tipped around. Picked up by Lewis. And nobody's going to get a shot off. That's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 22. LaPlata 16. I'll be back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You may know the story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old boy who was brutally beaten and murdered in Mississippi. but you might have never heard his story if it weren't for one woman, his grieving mother, who turned her son's death into a rallying cry for justice.
A voice said to me, "The world will cry for Emmett Till."
From ABC Audio comes Reclaimed, the story of Mamie Till Mobley. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute. You mean now I can listen to GMA any time of the day, anywhere?
Yes, that's exactly what we mean with a new Good Morning America podcast. Listen to all of GMA served up daily straight to you.
Oh, Michael.
What? I'm listening to our new GMA podcast. You guys, it's really good.
Listen to the Good Morning America podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe now. It's really good.
The Pentagon.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today. We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, 84th La Plata basketball tournament. Night number four. After tonight, we will know, we'll have all our trophy games set. And right now, championship semifinal, the Lady Rams getting all they want from La Plata. It's 22-16 at the half. Schuyler County, 11 points in each quarter. They jumped out 11-6 after one and outscored La Plata 11-10 in the second to lead 22-16 at the half. Lainey Mack leads the way for the Lady Bulldogs, 6 first-half points. Got 2 from Macy Davidson, 3 from Audrey Belfield, 3 from Claire Coy, and a couple of free throws from Cameron Rice. Sydney Asherman leads the way for Schuyler County, 9 first-half points. Raina Small with 6, 5 points from Kate Hatfield. Ashlyn Laws with a bucket. 22-16, Lady Rams at the half. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, La Plata Basketball Tournament, Girls Championship Semifinal, top-seeded Schuyler County getting all they want from fifth-seeded La Plata. It is 22-16 at the half. Lady Rams leading it. First game of the night was a girls' consolation game, Green City and Atlanta. Atlanta advances to take on Scotland County Ladies for consolation tomorrow at 5 o'clock, a 44-30 win over Green City. Second game of the night, boys' championship semifinals, Schuyler County and Atlanta, the 2-3 matchup, and it was all Atlanta. They knock off the Rams 67-53 to advance to the championship game against Green City on Saturday. It was 15-6 Atlanta after one. The Rams outscored Atlanta 16-13 in the second. It's a six-point game at the half. Atlanta outscored Schuyler County 22-13 in the third. It was a 15-point game after three, 50-35. Schuyler County outscored Atlanta 18-17 in the fourth. Wasn't nearly enough as the Hornets win 67-53. Atlanta improved to 18-3. They have four players in double figures, led by Landon Jillian with 20. Roman Phillips, 13. Mason Reed had 12. Sawyer Nelson had 10. Kale Wendy led the way for Schuyler County with a game-high 28 points. In the losing effort, Schuyler County drops to 14-6. They will take on Canton for third place. They'll play the tournament at 3:30 on Saturday. 22-16, Schuyler County ladies at the half. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament, Girls Championship Semifinals, Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball. On your sports leader, Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along tonight as we start the second half of this Girls Championship Semifinal. Schuyler County leading 22-16. La Plata will get the ball to start the half. Ashlyn Lewis will bring it across the timeline. Now Mack, right wing beyond three. She'll give it back to Lewis. Lewis to the right baseline. Schuyler County in man-to-man defense and a double dribble. That was Sydney Ashelman all over Ashlyn Lewis. And now some pressure. A little 1-2-2 full court by the Lady Bulldogs. As Roberts for Laws, and now Ashelman. The Lady Rams break the press. Ashelman between the circles. Now to the right wing, into the corner for Small. Launch one in Hatfield, put it up off glass, missed it, blew the bunny. And that's she's missed a few of those tonight. As Whitney Snell will bring it across the timeline, she'll get it for Lewis between the circles. Again, man-to-man defense. Lewis works against Ashelman, and now Snow with it. Dribble drive against Hatfield. Laws blocks the shot, picked up by Hatfield. Now Small will pop it from the block, missed the shot. Rebound is saved all the way out to Mack, and she takes it in against Ashelman, missed the shot, but there for the rebound and put back Miley Morris. She's got two, and it's a four-point Lady Ram lead. As now they get at Hatfield, now Laws at the free throw line, out to Small, back to Hatfield at the block. Kick it out, Ashelman, three-pointer on the way, bullseye! Sydney Ashelman with 12, 25-18 is Schuyler County's lead. As Ashelman Lewis across the timeline. Lewis will lob it for Morris at the free throw line. Hand off Snow, and Snow lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. Still with a 1-2-2 press, inbound it to Roberts. Back to Ashelman. Ashelman will be picked up by Audrey Belfield. Now Laws, now Hatfield in the backcourt. A little give and go from Ashelman to Ashlyn Laws. Laying up from the left side. Laws has four, and it's 27-18. Under six to play in the third. At the high post for Miley Morris. And now a three-pointer from Belfield to left it short, and Hatfield with the rebound. She's going to be fouled. I think they got Miley Morris over the back. That's her second. Claire Coy comes in, and Eleni Mack sits down. Ashelman inbounded for Small. Middle of four for Hatfield across the timeline, Laws. Laws with the dribble, now over to Ashelman. Ashelman between the two circles. For Roberts on the left wing beyond three. Roberts, one dribble, skip pass over to Small, into the corner, Ashelman, three ball on the way. Airballed it, but Hatfield with the rebound. Out to Roberts. Roberts dribble in, now Hatfield, baseline, 10-footer, skips across the rim. Now with the rebound, Audrey Belfield. She'll bring it up for the Lady Dogs. To the right wing, now Coy, three-pointer, top of the key. Bricked it, and off of the rebound, Raina Small. 5 minutes to play in the third. Long pass stolen away by Coy. And then slapped out of bounds by Sydney Ashelman. Small's going to sit down. Kelsey Tallman comes into the ball game. Inbounded for Coy. Coy in the center circle. Coy works against Ashelman. Now Snow to the top of the key. Snow works against Laws. Now right wing, still with a dribble to the top of the key. Hands off to Lewis. Lewis dribble drive, floater in the paint. Too hard off the back iron. Belfield with a rebound. Give it to Coy, and Coy's going to bring it back out between the circles. Coy to the right wing, works against Ashelman. Now Snow, top of the key. Ball fake, hand off Lewis. Lewis dribble drive along the right side. Bounce pass across the lane to Morris. Now three-pointer, Belfield left it short. Rebound tipped around. And kept alive and tracked down by Coy. Coy along the baseline. Coy shot the hoop of the arm, went hard against Kate Hatfield. Got the shot to go down. She'll try for three the hard way. 5 points for Claire Coy as Mack back in the ball game. Belfield sits down. And to the free throw line for the and one, Claire Coy. Could make it a 6-point ball game. Free throw up. Got it. 6 points for Coy. A 6-point Lady Ram lead with the basketball. Long pass ahead to Tallman. Back to Ashelman in the paint, Hatfield. Out to Tallman. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! Kelsey Tallman with three. A 9-point Lady Ram lead. Claire Coy across the timeline. She'll pull up on the right wing. Now between the circles for Snow. Snow with a dribble and picks up her dribble and now in trouble as Lewis, and Lewis is going to be fouled by Tallman going for the steal. It's her first, team second. Lady Bulldog ball out of bounds under their own basket. Lewis slaps the basketball. Inbound Mock. Mock, dribble drive, floater in the paint, missed it, and lost with the rebound. Outlet to Ashelman. Ashelman's going to roll right at Coy. Layup up. Got it. 14 for Sydney Ashelman. 32-21. For played up, Mock, right baseline, runs into Roberts. They're going to get Roberts with a blocking foul. That's two on Taylor. As J.C. Morris comes in, and Taylor Roberts is going to come out. And they inbound it to Coy. Coy, dribble drive right at Hatfield. Put it up, wouldn't go. Laws with a rebound. Outlet to Morris. 3:16 to play in the third. 32-21, Schuyler County. Morris ahead to Tallman on the right side. Free throw line for Laws. Give it to Hatfield. Left block, missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Put it back up and in. 7 points for Hatfield. Coy across the timeline. For Mack, right wing beyond three. Snow at the free throw line. She'll put it up from there. Got it. Whitney Snow has two. An 11-point Lady Ram lead with the basketball. Ashelman across the timeline, guarded by Lewis. Ashelman bounce pass, tried to force one into Laws. Poked away, picked up by Mack. Ahead to Lewis. Layup up, layup in. 2 points for Lewis. The play to just not going to go away. 34-25. Lady Rams with the basketball. Tallman on the right side. Over to Morris. Swing it down to Ashelman. Left baseline. Back to Morris between the circles. Skip pass for Laws. Right baseline. Dribble drive in. Put it up on glass and got it. 6 points for Ashelman Laws. An 11-point Lady Ram lead. Coy across the timeline. Pulls up between the circles. Now Snow with it. Hands back off to Coy. Coy will dribble between the two circles for Snow at the free throw line. Out to Lewis. Finds Morris at the block, and she's going to be fouled by Kate Hatfield. That's two on Hatfield. Fourth team foul. And she, you know, they say she was in the act of shooting, so Miley Morris will get a pair. She's got two. Free throw up. Missed it. As Madison Haley and Raina Small come back in, Sydney Ashelman and Kate Hatfield going to get a breather. Buck 46 to play in the third. Morris, free throw up. Missed them both. And Haley out with the rebound. Outlet to Morris. Ahead to Small. Back to Morris. 15-footer up. Left it short. And out with the rebound is Whitney Snow. Outlet to Lewis. Lady Bulldogs trailing by 11. As Mack at the free throw line, the high post for Snow. Dribbles to the side of the key. Nice pass into Morris. Morris missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Back to Schuyler County. Coming back in Belfield. Also back into the ball game, Cameron Rice for La Plata. Marina Small with it. Pressure by La Plata. It's Morris. Works against Ashlyn Lewis. Morris bounce pass to Laws. Now, Haley, pass stolen away by Ashelman Lewis. Lewis, left block, left and layup up and in. And La Plata wants a timeout with 57.8 to play in the third, down by nine. 36-27, Schuyler County with the lead. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Tournament. Girls Championship semifinal. Just under a minute to play in the third. Schuyler County up by nine with the basketball. Raina Small. Lady Rams the top seed in this tournament. They come in 16-3, their record. Now Laws, as La Plata goes man-to-man. Give it to Haley. Haley lost the handle on it, saves it right to Laney Mack. We'll play to the other way. Mack loses it. J.C. Morris picks it up. Now Lady Rams want to run ahead to Laws. Laws lay it up. Missed it. And out of there with it, Laney Mack. Long pass ahead to Lewis by herself. Layup up. Layup in. 6 points for Ashlyn Lewis. Schuyler County by seven. 13 seconds. J.C. Morris. Carried the basketball, got away with it, then falls down. And then picks up the foul, but probably saved a breakaway layup. Another one by Ashlyn Lewis. So that was a good foul. First one on J.C. Now ahead to Mack, and she's going to just about lost it out of bounds. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score, Schuyler County 36, will play to 29. Back of the fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Welcome back. We'll play the high school. 84th, we'll play the basketball tournament. Girls Championship semifinal, Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. But gave Dad the night off. He was looking a little tired, so he took tonight on. But he'll be with you for games tomorrow and games on Saturday. As we start the fourth quarter, 36-29, Lady Rams with the basketball, and J.C. Morris picks up gets fouled by Ashlyn Lewis. That's her second, team second. And they inbound it to Morris. Again, J.C. wearing the face guard. Protects that nose. This pass almost stolen away by Macy Davidson. These Lady Bulldogs are young, but they are quick. Gonna make those crisp passes. Small inbounds at the Hatfield, who gets it to Roberts, and now J.C. Morris with it in the center circle. Lady Rams by seven. Hatfield at the top of the key. Give it up Roberts. Roberts ball fake at the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. Hatfield with a rebound. Goes back up strong. Airballed it. Rebound tipped by Laws. And now there's going to be a foul called. We'll have to wait and see. It's either Belfield or Rice. They're going to call it on Cameron Rice. That's her first. Team's third. Schuyler County's ball under their own basket. Morris to inbound it. Inbound it to Small. Left wing beyond three. Top of the key, Laws. Laws dribble drive to the free throw line. And too hard through the hands of J.C. Morris out of bounds. Back to La Plata. Now pressure by Schuyler County. 1-2-2 full court. And the Lady Bulldogs break it fairly easily except for Belfield walking with it. Ashelman comes back into the ball game. Morris is going to sit down. Good minutes from J.C. Morris. As Small, now pressure by La Plata. Small for Ashelman. 36-29, Schuyler County, 7:07 to play in the ball game. Winner gets North Shelby in the ship on Saturday. As Hatfield from the left side missed the bunny. Got her own rebound, missed again. She'll get to try from 10 feet away. Lady Rams have had it tough trying to score inside tonight. Hatfield with seven. They call the foul on Rice, her second, and she alligator armed it. Snow back in. Rice is going to sit down. And Kate Hatfield looking for eight. Free throw up. Got it. 37-29. And now a jump ball called. Possession arrow is La Plata's. And they'll have pressure to deal with. Davidson to inbound it. Gets it in for Belfield. Her pass blocked away by Hatfield. And it was going out of bounds. And it would have been the last touch by Hatfield, but Belfield went over and grabbed it and hit the inbound line. So the Lady Rams get it back. Ashelman dumps it for Laws. Laws misses a shot from the right side, but picks up the foul, and she'll shoot a pair. The foul is on Audrey Belfield, her first, team's fifth, and Laws with six looking for seven. Free throw up. Got it. Claire Coy comes back into the ball game for La Plata. And Belfield's going to have a seat. And Ashlyn Laws a chance to make this a 10-point ball game. Laws, free throw up. Got them both. 8 points for Laws. It's 39-29. Coy with the basketball. Spin dribble against Ashelman, and then they're going to get Taylor Roberts on the reach. Her third. Team sixth. We'll play the ball out of bounds. Macy Davidson to inbound it. Gets it in for Laney Mock. And then Mock threw it away. Tried to get Claire Coy and threw it out of bounds. As J.C. Morris back into the ball game, Taylor Roberts is going to sit down. J.C. inbounds to Ashelman. Long pass to Small in the paint, Hatfield. Hatfield at the high post out to J.C. Morris. Morris now Ashelman between the circles for Ashlyn Laws. Laws, Ashelman back to Laws. She'll drive the key. Nifty shot up and in by Ashlyn Laws. She's got 10. 41-29. And now steal by J.C. Morris. Under six to play. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Bulldogs. Morris, left wing beyond three for Hatfield at the free throw line. Right side for Ashelman. Dribble drive in, shot partially blocked, and rebound loose and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Claire Coy. Lady Ram basketball on the far sideline. Raina Small the trigger. Small inbounds for Laws on the left side. Laws, now Morris between the two circles. Gets a pick, and JC's going to back it out, make him come out and get her. Bounce pass for Laws. Now Hatfield. Now Morris right, left wing beyond three, top of the key for Ashelman. Three-pointer. No, she looked like she was going to shoot the three. I think she wanted Laws, and Laws turned her back, waiting for the to get position for the rebound. So out of bounds. That was definitely a pass, but she squared up like she was going to shoot. Claire Coy to the right wing. Hands off to Mac. Mac for Coy. The free throw line, Snow. 10-footer won't go down. And fight for the rebound, Coy and Hatfield. Jump ball called. Possession arrow is Schuyler County's. Still to come, boys' consolation semifinal. Scotland County taking on North Shelby. And that will be the final game of the night. Ashman left wing beyond three for small top of the key. Now backs off between the two circles. Right side for Morris. Bounce pass to Laws. Now free throw line Hatfield. Baseline three. Morris skips across the rim. Rebound tipped around. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ashelman. 4:32 to play. Macy Davidson to inbound it. Full court pressure by the Lady Rams. Davidson gets trapped along the sidelines by Morris and Ashelman. Tried to cut through it, whistle on a foul, and it's going to be called on Claire Coy, her second, as Laws is going to get a breather. Tallman's back into the ball game. She'll inbound it to Sydney Ashelman. Ashelman dribbles close to the timeline. Now she motors to the top of the key. Kick it out small. Deep three-pointer. Got it! Raina Small, 2 feet beyond the arc. She's got nine. The other end is Claire Coy. Dribble drive. Took it right out Hatfield. Whistle on a foul. She'll shoot a pair. And they do call it on Hatfield, her third. Team seventh. Coy was six, looking for seven. 44-29, under four to play. Coy, free throw up. Got it. 7 points for Coy. And it's a 14-point Lady Ram lead. Coy, free throw up. She got them both. 8 points for Coy, 44-31. Lady Rams is leading the basketball. Tallman, the other end, back to Ashelman. In the backcourt. Ashelman, now Tallman left wing, back to Ashelman. Go to the right side, Raina Small. Back to Ashelman, in the backcourt. Back to Small, making play to come out and get him. Into the corner, Morris, back to Small. Over to Ashelman on the left side. Give it back to Small on the right side. Small with a spin dribble over to Ashelman. Almost stolen away by Ashlyn Lewis, and now a whistle and a blocking foul. They're going to call on Ashlyn Lewis. That's her third. Team seventh, and to the free throw line will go Sydney Ashelman. Game high 14, looking for 15. Got it. 15 points for Ashelman. The only other one in double figures for Schuyler County, Ashelman Laws, has 10. Free throw up. She got them both. 16 points for Ashelman. 46-31, 3:22 to play in the ball game. Claire Coy across the timeline for Lewis. Lewis, right baseline. Bounce pass at the block. Snow, turn around, put it up off glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Laws. Outlet to Ashelman. He'll get it ahead to Raina Small, and they'll work some clock. Now Lewis at the top of the key, or Laws at the top of the key. Take it to the block, get it out to Morris along the baseline, back to Laws. Now up top for Raina Small. Back to Laws, right wing. To Small, Ashelman in the center circle. Under three to play. Claire Coy comes out to pick her up. Ashelman. Over to Tallman on the left side. Tallman lost handle on the basketball, and she's going to be fouled. Bailed out by Mack. She picks up her first foul, team's eighth, and to the free throw line will go Chelsea Tallman. Cameron Rice comes back in for La Plata. Whitney Snow will sit down. Tallman with three, looking for four. She'll have one and bonus free throw up. Missed it. Rebound ran down by Coy. Ahead to Belfield back in the ball game. Now Rice has it stolen away by Small. Laws at the block. Lay it up. Got it. 12 points for Ashland Laws. As the Lady Bulldogs break the press, Mack pulls up right wing beyond three, now right baseline. She's going to be fouled by J.C. Morris. Second foul on Morris. And to the free throw line goes Laney Mack. Couple of threes in the first half. Davidson comes back in. Also back in the ballgame, Hannah Mitchell. Tallman comes out. Kate Hatfield back in for the Lady Rams. As Mack, free throw up. Oh, missed it. Hatfield with a rebound. Outlet pass to Ashelman. And we're going to, when this game is we're going to be about 30 minutes ahead of schedule. The nightcap schedule started 9. They get it to Laws. Under 2 to play now. Hatfield, 10-footer up and in. Now Kate Hatfield in double figures with 10 points. Davidson to the left wing. Get it back to Ashland Lewis. Lewis to the top of the key to the free throw line. Bounce pass right wing. Mack, three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And Davidson with the rebound falling down. Her pass stolen away by Hatfield. She'll get it to J.C. Morris. And the Lady Rams will just try to work some clock up by 19. 50-31. Schuyler County, the top seed, will take on the number 2 seed North Shelby Lady Raiders for the championship on Saturday as Laws falls down with the basketball. Thomas Kirkland calls timeout before she could get a travel call. And so with 1:10 to play in the ballgame, Schuyler County 50 will play to 31. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back to LaPlata High School, 84th LaPlata Basketball Tournament, Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball on KMEM. Well, these Lady Bulldogs gave top-seeded Schuyler County all they wanted for most of 3.5 quarters. The Lady Rams finally able to pull away. But a very young LaPlata Lady Bulldog team. And I don't know what happened there, but anyway, Ashelman to inbound it. 1:10 to play. Hatfield, right wing beyond three, finds Laws. Laws got behind Rice. Hatfield found her, and she lays it up and in. 14 points for Ashland Laws. Mack, and now Lewis across the timeline to Mack. Into the corner for Mitchell. Three-pointer off the top of the backboard. As into the ball game comes Rachel Case, and now the starters are going to sit with the game in hand, 52-31. So Haley back in, Roberts back in. I did find out that 23 is Hannah Ferris. I was calling her Jordan the other night because I didn't have her in my program. And Naomi Newland in the ball game. But I asked Coach Kirkland, and those were the two that weren't in the program, Hannah Ferris and Naomi Newland, and now ball loose on the floor, picked up by Mack. Mack will take it right at Newland, and they're going to call Naomi for the block, and that'll send Mack to the free throw line. And I mean, there's 31 seconds. You know, you don't just quit, but game's over. There's no reason to try and get somebody hurt. Laney Mack, 6 looking for 7. Free throw up. Alligator armed it. As Izzy Joyce comes in for the Lady Bulldogs. Mack. Free throw on the way. She got that one. Seven for Lainey Mack. Madison Haley to inbound. It gets it into Newland. Newland with the dribble. Newland has her pass blocked by Davidson. Got it back, though. And now looks for help. Has Ferris. Hannah, bounce pass, Roberts on the right wing. Now Roberts spin dribble to the baseline. Bounce pass for Madison Haley. Lost a handle on it. And now stolen away. And they're going to have by Mack. Said she carried it. So with 9.9 to play, Schuyler County with it under their own basket. Inbounded. Oh, Claudia Dixon. I missed her. She's in the ball game. They get it in for her. Missed the shot. Now a jump ball called. 4.9 to play. Davidson inbounds it to Mack. Back to Davidson. Long pass ahead to Rachel Kay. Shot at the buzzer won't go. And that's the end of how we end this one with the score. Schuyler County 52. LaPlata 32. Schuyler County moves on to the championship game Saturday at 5 to take on North Shelby. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting, plan a clear path, and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Welcome back to the 84th LaPlata tournament. Night number four, game number three on the night. Just the second game for us, but it was Schuyler County surviving and finally pulling away from a very pesky LaPlata Lady Bulldog team. Championship semifinals, and Schuyler County eventually wins by 20, 52-32. It was 11-6 after one. Well, Schuyler County outscored LaPlata 11-10 in the second to lead 22-16 at the half. It was again a one-point quarter in the third. Schuyler County outscoring LaPlata 14-13 to lead 36-29 after three. It was the fourth quarter that did LaPlata in. Schuyler County outscoring the Lady Bulldogs 16-3 to win it by 20, 52-32. LaPlata falls to 11-12. They were led in scoring by Claire Coy's 8 points. Lainey Mack chipped in 7, 6 points from Ashlyn Lewis, 3 from Audrey Belfield, 2 apiece, actually, two apiece from Macy Davidson, Cameron Rice, and Miley Morris. Sydney Ashlyn led all scores with 16. Ashlyn Laws in double figures with 14. Kate Hatfield as well with 10. 9 points from Raina Small, 3 from Kelsey Tallman. And there you have it. Schuyler County improves to 17-3. They will take on North Shelby at 5 o'clock for the LaPlata Tournament Girls Championship game for the championship. At 5 o'clock Saturday, LaPlata will take on Canton for third place on Saturday. So there you have it, two in the books. We've got Scotland County and North Shelby coming up. Stick around. I'll be back in about 7 minutes for that one. This is KMEM Sports.